This is John Floridus. Welcome to Musicians Spotlight. Today we welcome Bruce Anfinson.
In old St. Louis, over in Missouri, the muddy Mississippi, well, it rolls and flows. A son was born to Mary Russell. Starts a legend every cowboy knows. Young kid Russell, he was born to wander. Ever westward, he was born to roam. Just a kid of 16, back in 1880, out in wild Montana, he made his home. Well, God made Montana for the wild man, the Piegan Sioux, Cheyenne and the Crow. But he left his greatest gift for Charlie. He said to get her all down, 'cause she's bound to go. God hung the stars over Judith Basin. God put the magic in young Russell's hands. And all was seen, and all was remembered. Every shining mountain, every longhorn brand. Well, he could paint the light on Horsehide shining, great passing herds of the buffalo. In a cow camp cold on a rainy morning, the twisting wrist of the Houlihan throw. Well, God made Montana for the wild man, the Piegan Sioux, Cheyenne and the Crow. But he left his greatest gift for Charlie. He said to get her all down, 'cause she's bound to go.
This is John Floridus. Welcome to Musicians Spotlight. I'm very pleased to be speaking today with Bruce Anfinson. How are you doing, Bruce?
I'm doing great, John.
It's great to have you in the studio talking shop with us here. We want to mention right from the top, BruceAnfinson.com is the name of Bruce's personal website. And you were mentioning you have an additional website as well.
There's CharlieRussell.com that we've got music stuff up there, as well as Raphael Christie and a few older projects are up there. Raphael doing some of the Charlie Russell stuff.
Okay, great. And The Ballad of Minnie and Pearl is his most recent recording. And we're talking, was that earlier this year that you put that out?
Yeah, I got it out by springtime.
Okay. All right. Great. So very new as we are recording this in late November now in 2016. Bruce will undoubtedly be familiar to a lot of our listeners, a singer-songwriter. And I want to touch on so many things beyond just your music. When I was looking back on my notes for what we wanted to cover in the show, and as I mentioned, as we started the interview, just for our listeners' sake, as I asked you what you did this morning, it started off with, well, I had to have the vet come out to the ranch and I had to kind of monkey around with the horse a little bit. And I told you, there's not too many of my guests that start out their interview with telling me that they've been monkeying around with a horse a little bit. But in your case, that's very much a part of who you are. And so I guess before we really get into talking about you and your music, let's talk about Last Chance Ranch and just tell folks what that is and just kind of how that's a part of you.
Well, I lived up on that road about 9 miles above town for the last 35 years, and I used to keep my horses up on this homestead. This 80 acres is surrounded by Forest Service on three sides, and about 12, 13 years ago, those folks gave me a call. And I thought they were not going to let me put my horses there. And they said they were selling the place. So I went out on a limb, bought it, and had to build a ranch from the ground up. I built my house up there. I bought one of these wood miser sawmills, and I cut all the lumber on property there and built built a dining pavilion at the top end of the property, where we do some wagon ride dinners up there in the summertime. And then last fall, I finished up a barn. The horses have been bugging me for years to build them a barn, and so I got it done, and they're pretty darn happy.
Where does all this stuff come from? I mean, the ability to just, you know, your knowledge of horses, your familiarity with ranching, the ability to just, get a sawmill and start putting things together. Where does that all come from?
You know, John, I'm half Irish and half Norwegian, and my dad was kind of a jack of all trades a little bit, and I just figured if I was going to start building, you can't build a place without making a few mistakes, and I thought I'd just as soon make them for myself instead of pay somebody else to make them for me. So it all works out, you know.
Now, you're from Montana originally, correct?
I'm a Great Fallsian.
Great Fallsian, okay. Did you grow up in a ranching lifestyle, or?
I lived in town, and my dad was in this outfit called the Cascade County Sheriff's Posse, and they all had horses. So, and my memories of every weekend we were loading up the horse trailer, going out to these Omoxy things and doing these competitions and all this stuff. So I've been around them all my life. And then about 21 years ago, I got to working with some draft horses down in Big Sky at Lone Mountain Ranch. I got hooked on the draft, so now I've got, right at this time, I've got 4 drafts, a couple of Suffolks and a couple of Belgians and a few saddle horses. But those big ones are, that's what we had this morning, trying to hold a 2,000-pound horse's foot up in the air for 20 minutes. I should have had Wheaties, John.
Yeah. One of the questions I asked before the interview was what you had for breakfast.
Yeah, the Wheaties might have done better than bacon and eggs or sausage and eggs.
Well, I would think that would wake you up first thing in the morning to be out there monkeying around with a 2,000-pound horse.
You want to have your coffee in you. Yeah. That's for sure.
When the Lord called Charlie to his home up yonder, he said, "Kid Russell, I got a job for you. You're in charge of sunsets up in old Montana, 'cause I can't paint 'em quite as good as you. No, I can't paint 'em quite as good as you. And you're a pretty fair hand with your daybreaks too. God made Montana for the wild man, the Big and Sioux, Cheyenne and the Crow. But he left his greatest gift for Charlie. He said to get her all down, 'cause she's bound to go. Charlie, get her all down, you know she's bound to go. Come on and get her all down, you know she's bound to go.'"
This is John Floridis. You're listening to Musicians Spotlight. I'm speaking today with Bruce Anfinson. Bruce, I wanted to talk about the new recording, The Ballad of Minnie and Pearl. First off, let's tell folks who Minnie and Pearl are.
Minnie and Pearl are, they were a team of Belgian draft horses. I've actually still got Pearl Girl. And they were a team that I took out to the Amish in Ashland over there and had them broke. And I've been driving them. I had to put Minnie down about a year ago. She had a bum leg and couldn't keep up with the herd anymore. And it was, you know, sometimes you got to do hard things. I love that team. They were a great team. I've had quite a few teams, and they were my special ones. So I had to write him a song, and actually did some horse logging. And when I was building the barn down there, that kind of that's how this song came about, kind of.
Hmm. You know, I've heard it said that no matter how hard you try, you really can't understand the connection to a horse until you've actually have had it, until you've actually been with horses to the degree that you're talking about.
Yeah, it's something in their eye, I think. You know, I've been addicted for a long time, and those great big horses, they don't know they're big, so I just call them puppy dogs or whatever, and they're so sensitive, John. I mean, I've got them all on power steering and stuff, and they listen so well, it's a love affair, man.
Yeah, I can only imagine. So the album itself, you know, I'm always interested in particularly independent artists who are producing their own music in this day and age when, you know, the music business as we knew it when we were growing up is entirely different. It oftentimes takes more inspiration to get projects started because you have to figure out a way to make it come together and then, you know, how to get it out to people. That's easier, but trying to make any money doing it and get any kind of, satisfaction on that end. It always is amazing to me that people still do it and people still can find the inspiration. And so talk about what was, you know, the main inspiration for taking these stories and putting them into your songs and getting them together into a recording project.
Well, as you know, to get creative like that, you have to have some quiet time. You've got to have, I got my mom's cross up above my place, and I'll hike up to where her cross is. It's got a great view across the Elkhorns and that, and then I come down, and it's like my office time or whatever. Mm-hmm. You get to search for the muse and kind of monkey around stuff and stuff. Some of these things, as you probably know, they take years to bloom, you know?
Yeah.
And but they're back in your mind there, and just keep plugging away. And then when you get just the right time and stuff, plus with music, I've always felt that the paint's never really quite dry, and you can change that thing till the cows come home.
Capturing a moment for that song.
That you know? Is. You're just what I did with that particular one, The Ballad of Many and Pearls. I tried to let people get a bit of a feel of what it was like to do some horse logging or getting up early in the morning and throwing that harness, and I actually recorded the horses pulling a log at the beginning.
I was going to bring that up. When people hear this recording, understand that that's not a stock recording that Bruce grabbed off of the internet or something he made up on a synthesizer. That would be the actual sound of the horses doing this.
Pulling them the logs, yeah. And it's just lets people have a little viewpoint into what that sort of a lifestyle is or something, you know? A lot of people don't have a clue about horse logging.
Vinny and Pearl, yeet.
There's a draft horse pulling in the morning sun, skidding them logs till the day is done, decking them high by the old sawmill, choker up another one, head down the hill. Well, Minnie and Pearl, they're a pretty good team. Skidding them logs ain't as easy as it seems. My dance on the mountain all day, staying out of the bite, getting out of the way. Well, there's 37 down on the mountainside. Pine beetle came and them trees died. And there's a whole bunch more just over the hill. Probably go get 'em with Hattie and Bill. good miser mill singing all day. My new barns are gonna hold some hay. Cutting them beams, raise them up high. This good barn's gonna touch the sky. I'm gonna have enough stalls for the whole dang crew. Automatic water in a tack room too. 'Cause the snow's gonna fly most any day. I got a barrel of grain in a barn of hay. Yeah, Minnie and Pearl and Howdy too. Hobo and Bassie, Belle and Blue. Jim and John, Barney and Clyde. Snapper and Velcro, big and wide. Well, I don't mind the work and there ain't no pay. Just a stack of good wood at the end of the day. And I'm throwing that harness in the morning light. On a big draft horse full of power and might. Pearl, they're a pretty good team. Skidding them logs ain't as easy as it seems. Doing my dance on the mountain all day. Staying out of the bite, getting out of the way. Well, there's a draft horse pulling in the morning sun. Skidding them logs till the day is done. Decking them high by the old sawmill. Choke her up another one, head down the hill. Choke her up another one, head down the hill. Choke her up another one, head down the hill. Choke her up another one, head down the hill.
Bruce, I wanted to ask you about The Cold Missouri Waters by James Keelahan. A lot of people know the Richard Schindel version of that song. Talk about what brought that song to you and what inspired you to kind of inhabit that song and try it out for size.
You know, John, that... they had the 50th anniversary a few years back of that event. And growing up in Great Falls and then living in Helena, and folks in Missoula know about that because that's where the crew came out of. Mm-hmm. And I always thought that was more of a localized thing. And then I heard Cry, Cry, Cry album, and I went, wow. Where did, and James is from Canada, and mm-hmm. I thought, how the heck did he find out about this localized incident? That, and then it dawned on me, he'd read Young Men in Fire.
Yeah.
And it's just a fantastic song. I've gone up the last three springs on the Gates of the Mountains. They'll take that big boat up there, and we park it right at the bottom of Man Gulch. And he shuts the motor down, and I've been, it's like a little theater, and that it's a see quite a few people, and I've done that song there, and it just sends chills up my spine at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
It's historic, and it's real, and it touches a lot of people's heartstrings.
Yeah. Now, of course, a lot of our listeners are going to be very familiar with this story of the Man Gulch fire. If for some reason they're not, just kind of give a synopsis of what we're talking about, maybe.
Yeah, they in 49, they lost 13 smoke jumpers up there, and Dodge was the crew chief, and he had done something that nobody had done before. He could see they couldn't make it to the ridge, and he lit a backfire and yelled for his men to get into that area with them, and they thought he'd gone crazy, and he actually got in there, and it saved his life. Afterwards, they had a lot of hearings to see if he'd endangered his men by lighting that second fire, but nowadays it's a real viable tool when you get into those situations. there it's just a reality thing to it's a Montana thing. It's also anywhere out west, there's forest fires and stuff. They still get into those pickles, you know. But that was one that I can still feel when I do the music.
And, I'm sure.
And it's a depressing song. And so you try to do a happy one afterwards.
Yeah, yeah. And yet it's a, I don't know, it's such a great story. It's there's something uplifting about just hearing the story being told and that story being remembered to me. And I think also, too, we should, in case, you know, of course, our program is podcast all over the world. Explain a smoke jumper is a firefighter that jumps out of an airplane into the fire. A perfectly good airplane. You know, we and those of us who live in Montana, we're used to, knowing what a smoke jumper is and what's involved with that. But that's a very unique type of person that does that kind of work.
Yeah, I've had friends that have done that, and when those folks hear this song, it really has an effect on them. And there's that's what music. If you can grab emotion, shake it a little bit, you're winning. That's part of the giddy up and go do it. You know, is to shake people up a bit here and there.
Well, my name is Dodge, then you'd know that. It's written on the chart there at the foot end of the bed. They think I'm blind, that I can't read it. But I've read it every word, and every word it says is death. So confession, is that the reason that you came? Get it up my chest before I check out of the game. Since you mention it, there's 13 things I'll name. 13 crosses high above cold Missouri waters. August 49, North Montana. The hottest day on record and the forest tender dry. Lightning strikes in the mountains. I was crew chief at the jump base. I prepared the boys to fly. Pick the drop zone. C-47 comes in low. Feel the tap upon your leg that tells you go. See the circle of the fire down below. 15 of us jumped above cold Missouri waters. Gauge of fire I've seen bigger. So I ordered them to side hill and we'd take it from below. We'd have our backs to the river and we'd have it licked by morning, even if we took it slow. But the fire crown jumped the valley just ahead. There was no way down. We'd have to make that ridge instead. Too big to fight it, we'd have to fight that slope instead. Flames one step behind, above the cold Missouri waters. Sky grew red, smoke was boiling. 200 yards to safety, death was 50 yards behind. I don't know why, I just thought it. Well, I struck a match to waist-high grass, running out of time. Tried to tell him, step into this fire I've set. We can't make it, this is the only chance you'll get. But they cursed me, ran for the rocks above instead. I lay face down and prayed above the cold Missouri water. Thank you. like a phoenix. In a world reduced to ashes, there was none but two survived. I stayed that night, one day after. Carried bodies to the river, wonder how I stayed alive. 13 stations, with the cross to mark their fall. Well, I've had my say, and I've confessed to nothing more. And I'll join them now, because they left me long before. 13 crosses high above cold Missouri waters. 13 crosses high above cold Missouri shores.
This is John Floridis. You're listening to Musicians Spotlight. I'm speaking today with Bruce Anfinson. BruceAnfinson.com. It's spelled just like it sounds. BruceAnfinson.com is the name of his website. And tell folks again the other website.
CharlieRussell.com will get you somewhere. Yeah.
And The Ballad of Minnie and Pearl is Bruce's most recent recording. And as we are recording this in November 2016. It is still a new recording. Great to have a chance to talk shop with you here, Bruce, and I hope we get a chance to do it again down the road.
That'd be great, John. Thanks so much for having me on. I appreciate it a lot. You've got a great program and a great following. You've interviewed a lot of really incredible people, and I am absolutely honored to be here.
Oh, it's our honor too, Bruce. Thank you.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight? For the ramparts we watched that were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave? O'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
This is John Floridis. You've been listening to Musicians Spotlight. Our guest today has been Bruce Anfinson. If you'd like to contact us, you can do so through the Montana Public Radio website, mtpr.org, as well as through our own website, musicianspotlight.org. You can also find us on Facebook and on Twitter. Our program is available as a podcast from those websites, as well as through iTunes. Musicians Spotlight is a production of Montana Public Radio.